Thank you so much for those readings tonight. Wise as serpents and harmless as doves. I think it's always been very, very important, but certainly in today's world where there may be many deceptions going on, and how important it is that we are always very mindful and listening to the Father and being wise as serpents and harmless as doves. And I love the story tonight about Nehemiah. As Chardell mentioned, it was something that we as a church have used the wisdom of that beautiful story many times. Through the years, through the law case, these Bible stories came very much alive to us. In that story, yes, there was the making a prayer unto our God and a set a watch against them day and night. That is certainly something that we learned to do here. I don't think I was wise at all about the workings of animal magnetism. I was quite naive to it. And when we became involved with the law case and other things, I had to learn how to get that wisdom from God. And certainly the only way to get it is to get it from God and to say our prayer, set a watch. And we did that, and we still do it day and night. And then the other thing that was brought out, one other thing in that story, was they had a weapon in one hand and a tool in the other. And how important that is as we do this work. We keep a weapon, yes, we are alert, awake to anything going on that we might need to have to handle or rebuke. But also the tool. We are doing the work consistently. We have this work to do, and nothing's going to stop us. And then the example of, yes, when the plane of Uno, and come on down, let's talk. And Nehemiah said, I'm doing a great work. I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it and come down to you? And that is always the challenge as we get distracted from doing this work. There's always the distractions that will come, and we have to remember this is the most important thing to do, and that we must not be distracted. We keep our focus and keep going. These are just few of the lessons that we learned from this beautiful story on Nehemiah that we were able to apply. And in all honesty, it's why we're still here today. And we're still doing these very things today. So these Bible lessons are incredibly helpful, and they do come alive to us as we do this work. And it was beautiful to hear how all of you are doing this work and how you are not being distracted, but you are getting it done. And thank God for that. So I'm very grateful to be here to hear the beautiful readings, the beautiful testimonies of how you're using this science in practical ways. And for the beautiful music, our dear Jared came for part of the service tonight. He had to leave, but he wanted to come for the first part. So I'm so grateful for his dedication and loyalty. And I'm grateful for all of you, for dear Mrs. Eddy, and this wonderful way of life called Christian Science. Have a good night, everyone.